们笑。
This is Wesley Wills. You are now listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. It's a radio station. Get ready to rock. Get ready to roll. Get ready to roll the bones. Get ready to put the hoods of the belt. Rock and roll and never die.
There we go. That is Wesley Wills with the PSA over tanked or whatever it was. Who knows? And this is Steve Valentine. Amazing how T. Valentine sounds like Wesley Willis. Of course, this is recordings from 1972. Mr. T. Valentine, a great record on Norton Records. He sent me a nice package of crazy stuff for you. I want to play one more tune by T. Valentine. If you want to give a call, Zombo's right here in your brain till 3 o'clock. Just going to do whatever, whenever, and whatever. And don't forget tonight at the Zombo Gallery, 6 o'clock. Oh, the show is incredible. The Big Hang Up. Which is fantastic. The place is just busting with so much artwork. Incredible artwork. There's a lot of artwork. Probably 100 pieces of art all over the place. Oh, really cool stuff. You'll check it out tonight. Have a opening reception, 6 o'clock till about 10:30 tonight. I hope to see you there. It's going to be a little gasseroo. And then at midnight, yes, Zombo never sleeps. And neither does Rust. Fridays at midnight at Arsenal Lanes. I'll be doing my first late night bowling. Come on out. That's kind of a cool thing. Midnight to 2 a.m. every Friday. I'll be playing real crazy, old, goofy, crazy stuff and frightening the children. That kind of thing. Come on out. Hang out. There's going to be a lot of crazy, cool fun. Of course, I got Kelly's every Thursday, which is always a blast. A Rooney. And that is Thursdays at 9 o'clock. All right. Oh. I'm going to play Wake Up, Black Man by T. Valentine. Then we'll just jump into some of the other things I've been collecting and putting together. And last week I did my top 100. And this week I'm just kind of finding some things I really wanted to play but never got around to playing in a while. And some things I just got that I want to play. Yeah, you figured that out? Wake up, Black Man. Yeah.
Wake up, Black Man. While you robbing, stealing, shooting, and killing each other, the man is reading the paper, listening to the radio, and watching you on TV. I say to each other, hey, there's one left we have to worry about, and then laughing all the way to the bank. Wake up, Black Man. And that foreigner is coming here from another country, coming to your neighborhood, open up a business, and you and your woman paying you a little of nothing. Then painting and slapping your woman on the butt, and basically going to bed with her. And she said, grinning. But ear to ear. If I did the same thing, she slapped the hell out of me. Called me all kind of MLSOB. Wake up, Black Man. And here's a woman.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Llevaba mangas de
palabras son bastantes, son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo, pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable. Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo, pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable.
Es como confuso, es como pura boca, una promesa rota, palabras que rebotan, una persona por delante y por detrás, otra, una promesa trucha, puras palabras mula, porfa diga la verdad y no me prometa lo que nunca llegará. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, siempre no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. No me dé una liebre por un gato, lo que prometiste lo espero hace rato. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Se olvidó? ¿No cachó? Cuando me lo dijo no ponía atención. Oh, qué pena que me da. Yo no estoy seguro cuando dices la verdad. Duda, 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 duda. Muchas dudas ahora me das. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, se cumple, no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Cuando digo algo y lo cumplo, algo gano, yo siento que triunfo. Pero cuando digo mucho me confundo, me siento como un gusano, como un humano trucho, aucho. Puede ser quizás que yo te llamo, te lo juro, de más obvio que vamos. Sí, 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 como si fuera tan fácil. Mula, yo lo sé, es difícil decir que no, pero vale la pena. Entonces vamos a aprender cómo N con O es no, N con O es no. Si le pones un gracias, cuanto mejor. No gracias, señor, yo esta vez paso. ¿Para qué le digo? Que sí, sí, no. Si te confundo a ti, termino confundido yo, yo, yo. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, se cumple, no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, se cumple, no se pasa por alto. Una vez que se dice algo se hace, las promesas no se pasan por alto.
Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo, pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable. Las palabras son bastante importantes. Cuando hablo, pienso antes, hay que hacerse responsable.
Smart enough to start to whistle while you're high. So while you were, I'ma marry you. Llegar jamás, vos confundís mi vida más y más. Vamos ya hacia otro destino a encontrar algún lugar en el camino.
Tuvalu.
Est bon cantar e gritar, soltar a voz bem no ar, bem, bem brilhar, estrelas, imaginação acordar. Come live the magic, you've gotta have it, just relax and lose control. Magia, vida. Um sonho viva, é preciso acreditar.
Quiere, quiere.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
One parent, the green tree frog, Hyla Cinerea, has this call.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. embroidered dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker valentines, 'cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. World is killing you, oh Allison. My aim is true. Well, I see you got a husband now. Did you leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. I think somebody better put out the big light, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way. Allison, I know this world is killing you, oh Allison. My aim is true. My aim is true. My aim is true.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I wonder what I'll find. time you choose. Tell me what you hope to find. I'll tell you what you've got to lose.
She told me. WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing out there in Techno Land? RCT Techno DJs in the house. Oh yeah, bringing you the only fat beats in Pittsburgh, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Word to your mother.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, there's been another mass shooting, this one at a school, this one the deadliest school shooting since Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in 2012. And guys, this is not normal. Yesterday, I did a story about how we've had 210 mass shootings so far in 2022. And while I was doing that segment, I noticed that a 211th shooting had been added from Monday. So yesterday, Tuesday morning, I recorded that segment. And in the time from when I gathered the data to when I recorded the segment, a Monday shooting had been added to the list. So while I was talking, we went from 210 to 211 mass shootings. Before that segment published yesterday, a 212th mass shooting this year took place. Another teen gunman at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, killed his grandmother before going to school. As of right now, 19 dead. The shooter also dead. The shooter bought the guns legally when he turned 18. In other words, the law worked to the extent that this was someone that got the guns legally. And then we had this shooting. Now, of course, it's hard to know all the details so soon after the event. The details so far are horrifying. For example, one new detail is all of the deaths happened in one classroom in the school. Imagine the carnage that we're talking about here, even for the kids that survived. Unspeakable. As always, mental illness is being brought up by the right as the sole factor and cause here. And it's like a broken record, but as I've said before, the mental illness element is not an either or. After the Buffalo shooting, and now as well, we're hearing the right that doesn't want to talk about guns and availability of guns, talk only about mental illness. It's not an either or. Often there's a mental illness component. And if that's what we believe, we should make mental health treatment more accessible, more affordable, easier to get. Just about every Republican is against that. They will say when we try to expand access to all health care, including mental health coverage, these Republicans who say the mass shootings, which are an epidemic, are merely a mental illness problem. They say, no, but what you want to do is a government takeover of health care. What you want to do is socialism. So the first thing is, if they really want to deal with this as a mental health issue, why do they vote against every opportunity to expand access and reduce cost to mental health care? Number two, we have to say most mentally ill people are not violent and never commit any violent acts nor crimes. So sometimes there's the reaction from some in my audience to say even mentioning mental illness is an insult to the mentally ill. Well, it's not about being an insult. It's just that almost never do mentally ill people commit crimes or become violent. Now, for the small percentage that does, if there are fewer guns around, if it's more difficult to get guns in general, whatever violence mentally ill people try to commit will be less lethal. If the mentally ill people who would kill 20 with assault rifles can only get a handgun, maybe they only kill five. If they can't even get the handgun, maybe they can only kill one with a knife. Or, I mean, you get the point. Okay, so even if we concede there's a mental illness component, well, we should fund dealing with it, and it would still be better if those few mentally ill people who want to commit violence have a harder time getting guns.